BFBS.
Your stories.
Phoenix Station, Cyprus.
The Royal Navy football team has just spent a week at the Joint Services Signals Unit in Ayas Nikolaos, carrying out a winter training camp. The week-long trip to Cyprus saw the squad play competitive matches in preparation for the forthcoming inter-services competition. The programme was a packed one from the offset, as training got underway on Monday morning and continued throughout the day. Monday evening, the team put on a coaching session with INIC's own football team and with children from the base. Lieutenant Fraser Quirk is the team manager. He said it was their way of showing their gratitude to their hosts at JSSU.
They've bent over backwards to help us out, to accommodate us, to provide us transport, to feed us, to just generally look after us. And we don't really get that much of an opportunity to pay back to them or to their community. So they've taken the team for training this evening and the children of the local families for training. It's a small price to pay for us, and the lads actually enjoy doing it and thrive on it, really.
On Tuesday, the Navy met their first opponents of the week near Salamis. The Cypriot side won promotion to the Cyprus First Division last year. It was a nervy start for the Navy, demonstrated by the goalkeeper letting in a goal after just 5 minutes. Gaps in the Navy defence saw them add another goal after 25 minutes. But 4 minutes shy of half-time, some great teamwork in the box gave Marine Lee Hildreth the opportunity to bring some pride back to the Navy side. But with neither team adding to their score in the second half, the game finished 2-1 to the Cypriots. So it was back to the drawing board on Thursday when the team headed to RAF Akrotiri to face a strong Army Cyprus side. The Navy's superior skills and organisation, though, won in the end with 2 goals in the dying minutes of the game. Corporal Davy Khan said it was an encouraging result, especially as some of their strongest players were missing.
We've got 4 or 5 players still to come back who couldn't get here for various work reasons. So this was really a team that hasn't really played together as well, as much as we'd have liked. We're looking at really, we need to start finishing these chances because on the day of the race, we're not going to get as many.
With just 1 day left to squeeze in a bit more training, the squad met for a final practice on Friday before heading back to the UK. And with just weeks until the inter-services tournament, the feeling among the squad after a week in the sunshine is very positive.
This is the business end of the season now, so we're aiming towards ultimately the inter-services in March. We're left in a good state of mind when we leave here to focus towards that.
We're quietly confident. Obviously the RAF go in there as favourites, so we're really going in with the underdog mentality, trying to upset them at Fratton Park and then hopefully take a positive result into the Army fixture.
This is Emily Slater for BFBS in Ayanik.
Your stories.
BFBS.